Kendrick's having a parking meltdown.
No, I'm not. I'm just parking
over there. No, I'm not.
Park over there. Shut up, Kyle.
Shut up, Carl.
Shut up, Carl.
Since we have had this recording in Kendrick's car.
That is a stretch. Am I going? Is it the place over there?
Yeah.
Do I need? Oh, God. Okay. Oh, God. No, every time. Oh.
What?
Every time you touch these. They vibrate
good.
And make interesting, horrifying sounds. Go. Jesus.
You're welcome.
Okay, parts of that are going to get cut out.
Yeah, right. You actually cut out audio from an episode?
There's certain things I will cut out, and that's one of them, because that's like...
Can you make a sound gif of it on the board?
Sure.
I'm Kyle.
I think Kendrick. I think I actually might be on there.
And
the sit sock
weird
board.
Sit sock.
AMC Westminster Promenade Theater.
And there's an Amy in the back. Dude. The sick harmonization of that.
It was pretty much sick because it wasn't well.
I don't like that. We're about to go see Avengers Endgame.
First time for Kendrick.
And
12th time for Kyle.
One of the things... One of the things...
Second.
Portal.
First.
That I noticed is that after it came out, there were lots of articles trying to critique it that actually weren't, like, focusing on the critique of the movie and just, like, kind of... Well, sorry. They're all critiques of the movie, but they're all focusing on, like, weird shit that no one really needs to care about. One of them, I didn't read them any more than the titles, which is because I'm American, and I'm a Facebook generation millennial.
Johnny's an American.
Every time you sing that song, I think it's Portugal the Man, So American, but it's
nope,
not.
It's not.
It's David Bowie.
David Bowie's I'm Afraid of Americans.
And, but, like, so the first article was something about how,
Is it spoilers? Are you spoiling?
No. It was something about a misrepresentation. Oh, okay. That's what it was. So it has to do with the LGBTQ community. God, do I say that right? I say it wrong every time, I think. But anyway, and how they were underrepresented in the movie.
Uh-huh.
And the other article I saw was that how women in the movie got the short end of the stick.
Okay.
And I don't really... I feel like if... I don't know. I felt like it was kind of like a reach...
Usually
in terms
is.
Of,
I mean,
like,
I
if you have no other critique of the movie, to just, like, write an article critiquing something that is not really, like, a thing. I mean, it seems... Maybe you'll understand better or have an opinion about it after you see it, but it just feels, like lazy. And I know, like, there's commentary, social commentary that has to do with that stuff, but...
Yeah.
I mean, it's like critiquing... I don't know, like... Brooklyn Nine-Nine for not having enough, I don't know, serious cop talk in it. And you're like, okay, I guess, but that's really not what it's trying to do.
I just struggle with underrepresented as a word. Because, like, you have to sit there and do the math, I guess, and figure out how many, like, statistically, how many LGBTQ people there are. In the audience, like, in the sample selection you're going to pick, and then figure out how many of the people of that persuasion are in the movie, and whether or not they're explicit or implicit, and then you can say they're under or overrepresented, which what you really wanted was more people of queer people. I mean, you wanted more queer people, basically. That's really what you want, and it annoys me when people use fanciful words.
So, I'm just probably using the wrong word, but...
Is it this one here?
Yes.
Okay. No, I think I saw the same article. I think they did use that word, and it just annoys me. But I'll tell you what annoys me more. Articles where the title is the spoiler.
Yeah.
I had to start training myself to start reading an article and then punch myself in the face repeatedly until I stopped reading it.
Yeah, I had to start sneezing people because I was being lazy at Game of Thrones.
See, it wasn't even that for me. It was like my news feeds would come up. Like my Google news feed that comes up and be like, Captain America, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no. Now that this has happened, how about get it? No.
Done.
Why would you think that was a good idea?
Yeah.
Oh, like that. Like that. Hi, buddy. I like how he looked, and then he moved back out of the lane.
Well, he's here.
He's doing it.
He's represented, at least.
He's doing it.
It's happening.
Watch him just blow through this one.
Oh, wow. Nice. Holy Jesus fuck, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Just because you have your house in the back of your car doesn't mean you can drive it like a house car.
I think that's what he was doing. He was doing it.
Yeah, I agree. I think... I mean, I used to not really care about spoilers that much, but it was because people would accidentally spoil something, and I was like, oh, that sucks, but like it wasn't their fault, they just were excited or something like that, right? But when memes start to infect like your feed and they're all spoiler heavy memes, and I'm like, you're just trying to be funny and now you're ruining things for everybody, and it's pissing me off.
For me, it's not like, oh my god, I got spoiled, I can't enjoy it. It's just more like, I don't really want shit in my head when I go see the movie.
It's inconsiderate is what I'm saying.
That's kind of where I'm coming from. I don't know.
You should probably have parked over there.
Oh, shit.
It's right. Okay.
I thought that was the rock bottom parking.
It says theater drop-off and parking, but...
It's all the same to me.
Yeah. Whoa. Got a cocky goose.
I'm about to have a goose smeared all over my tires now.
Oh, he's like, yo. Yo, fucker.
What up, dog?
Hey.
Yo,
I'm
dog.
I'm walking here.
So, wait, I guess... Here. Park here?
30 minutes between signs. So
what
no.
Fucking... Could have parked there.
But memories.
How do I don't. This is, I'm glad we left a little early.
Kendrick's having a parking meltdown.
No, I'm not. I was just parking
over there. No, I'm not.
Park over there. Shut up, Kyle.
Shut up, Carl.
Shut up, Carl.
I feel like we can't. I mean, we don't care about spoilers on this show, do we?
Well,
we've always talked about spoilers before.
Well, that's mostly because we're always so far behind, it doesn't matter. So I'd say
that's not true. We talked about BVS and Black Panther and the Superman movies.
Those all were like hit the internet a month or three after the
movie.
Well,
that's just because we're so backlogged that wasn't
exactly. So give it a minute.
But I want to talk about it now.
Well, we can talk about it in 3 hours. Next week.
But I want it now. Call JG Wentworth.
I don't.
877 spoilers now.
Okay.
You really parked far away.
I did.
You were like, these fat people need to walk.
I did say that.
All right, well, what time, how many wins?
Like hardly any at all.
Like 6 minutes? Okay, we'll just do the other half after.
Well, we still have 6 minutes before we're even supposed to be there. Do you want
to
try and be
I thought it would be funny to cut two episodes together, one before.
Oh, yeah, let's do that then.
Do you, what do you,
do that.
What do you, so right now, what are you feeling about this movie?
I'm excited. I'm trying to keep my expectations low, as I always do when I go to these movies. I'm really curious as to how they're going to conclude it, but I know it's going to be something that pisses me off, at least on some level.
Pisses you off?
Yeah.
Like, what are you thinking as far as, like,
well, like
getting,
like,
what would piss you off?
What I'm saying is, obviously, something happens that undoes the seriousness of the snap where half of everybody died. And I know they're going to do a way to do it, and it's going to be probably fairly imaginative, but I know it's probably going to be some kind of comic book bullshit that's going to piss me off on some level. That's where I'm coming from right now.
Okay.
That's what I'm feeling. Like, I know they're going to do it, because they're not really going to keep all the people dead whose fucking franchise they continued, and they're probably not going to keep the people alive whose contracts are coming up. So, I know there's going to be something, and it's probably going to be bullshit.
Yeah. When we were about to see it, I think we were both, like, super-duper excited. So the same feeling. I was genuinely concerned about my bladder because I was like, oh, I got to time this right
yep.
to do this.
Yep.
I didn't have an issue. So, you know, just pee before the movie and you should be good unless you have
I'll be doing that.
A small bladder like me or smaller bladder than me. I don't know. When I was thinking was going to happen was there's got to be some aspects of like, I wasn't sure because I'd read things that gave me an idea.
Oh, see.
And I didn't read spoilers, like spoilers, because nobody would know. And they're just guessing.
You watched opening night.
Yes, I watched the opening weekend. And yeah. So, like, I had some ideas about what I thought was going to happen based off the spoilers and what seemed real, or the ideas and what seemed real and what didn't.
Right.
But I still was wrong.
I have watched no trailers.
Okay.
I have watched no, like, plans, no anything. I've just said shit and moved on.
I've watched the trailer and then I accidentally clicked on a few like fan theories and I didn't watch any like trailer analyses or anything like that because I'm not a huge fan of those.
None
so
of that crap.
So I guess we'll pick this back up in the next half then.
Yeah.
All right. Second half. We'll start now.
Do you know there's like a secret way to get underneath?
Is that secret?
I mean, if you didn't know about it.
Can I go there?
Yeah.
Will it help me?
Yeah.
Should I go there?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're recording.
Yeah.
So, welcome to Set Talk, everybody, which
second
I just gonna skip that because it's just second half, and I'm not going to split these out because it's going to be a really short episode because now I'm in a bit of a hurry. So, welcome to second half. Spoilers ahead.
Yeah.
If you have not seen...
Chimpfinity War, I guess you probably shouldn't, yeah.
Endgame.
Endgame and Chimpfinity War.
Really, at this point, if you haven't seen Infinity War, you're on your own, but it's Endgame that we're spoiling extra hardcore.
Yes,
pertinent
currently.
turn back now. Come back. Go watch the movie. Come back. So anyway, the bullshit thing I was expecting wasn't as annoying as I thought it was going to be.
I was actually interested in what you were going to say there, because I thought it was less bullshitty. Just keep on
streaming. Okay. It was definitely less bullshit than I was expecting. I was actually pleasantly surprised at how non-bullshitty it was, though it is still a little bit bullshitty.
It does involve time travel, and so you have to close your mind.
The fact that it's time travel means I'm pretty sure Kate will hate this movie, and we'll see. Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez.
We'll see how that goes. If she does
Kate,
or doesn't.
Just listen to Hulk and turn your mind off.
That may not help.
It will. Just okay. Just listen to Hulk and hate me after you listen to Hulk and turn your mind off.
Is this...
Just keep going straight. I'll let you know
I'm talking about the shumbler who's like taking it the hard way.
Well, she's
the
in a parking lot, so...
Yeah, but she's like turning and then dashing in and tripping
every
holes.
Every character in the original Avengers had a kind of wrap-up storyline in this movie.
Yes, and they all did it. I did a nice little thing at the end. I like that. I did like how they had to end Tony Stark's arc, and they did it in a beautiful way.
Mm-hmm.
Because he started it all. And
it
really feels like they finished this. You know, it's weird to think that there's still more Spider-Man movies and more Guardians of the Galaxy movies and stuff, because, like, I kind of feel done.
Like, they're kind of straggly. You're like, I wonder how this is going to set up more or what it's going to do.
Or are they just going to wrap up those timelines and call it? Or are they just going to milk it? Like, what's the plan?
People, because so when I was talking about something I was talking about in the theater beforehand, and I didn't want to spoil too much, so I didn't say anything, was like there was an article on Kotaku or something like that about how this movie should never have been able to succeed. Like, the amount of shit that you have to either just be okay with or know. This is the, have you been over here before?
No.
So just turn the loop and you're going to exit the second
left side.
Yeah, second right, sorry.
Second
I'm
right?
Sorry, third right. It is like,
enough?
If we live long enough, it's a fucking car. We're going 20 miles an hour. You're going to be
this
fine.
This dipshit who is like deeply terrified of
roundabouts.
Random bones.
It's like you have to either be okay with not knowing what the fuck's going on or know everything about it. Like, this movie, just outside of a MCU, would be really weird to watch.
In and of itself, I think there are a couple spots where you're like, I don't know why they're doing that, but I don't feel like there are that many spots where you're like, I don't know what's going on. There's a lot more of like, I don't know who that is or why they're doing that, but
that's what I mean though, is like that kind of movie wouldn't normally be successful.
I suppose that's true.
And this movie got $1.2 billion in the opening weekend.
It did.
And that's a lot. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of cheech.
That's
a lot of bacon.
That's a lot of chong.
That's a lot of cheddar.
That's a lot of
cashewers.
I liked it. I liked it a lot. There were a couple of weird writing moments where I was kind of like, meh.
What was?
I have to think about it, like, in and of itself.
So there were none, and he's making them up. I'm just kidding.
Let me unwind the fucking 3 hours of movie. Killing Thanos real early was amusing, but a little bit like, what? Like,
I thought that part was kind of weird, but I think they were trying to finish that story.
It felt kind of like, oh, we could have just done this last movie. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, and I think maybe if you watch them all together, it's like less jarring, but a year or something was like a little bit jarring.
It was kind of a dick move, to be honest.
Well, Thor was like mentally and emotionally unstable, so.
Well, no, I mean, it was a dick move of writing.
Oh.
To do that way.
So another thing that I heard from somebody was that they're trying to combine three different story arcs together, and the one is the killing of Thanos, one is the time travel-y boobity bops, and the other one is the war, right? And those were three separate arcs that they managed to try to tie together.
Yeah, I think.
Or something.
I think that's it was a lot of stuff going on, and that was fine overall. They did a pretty good job of tying it together. Carol Danvers as Deus Ex Machina is as always a Deus Ex Machina, and it's not. She just shows up to save the day, right?
But she didn't.
Well, she did twice though.
She didn't save the day in the end though.
She saved
Tony
Stark.
She helped them,
and she took down the ship that was destroying them.
Yeah, but like there, yes, okay, but that wasn't the end, right? Thanos still wrecked her.
Yeah.
Which I was, like, kind of pissed off about. But.
Yeah.
I mean, Carol Danvers is, like, one of the most powerful heroes in, like, that universe.
Right.
And so it's hard to...
To see her not be wrecking house.
It's hard to have a character like that in your universe and not, like, use them as a Deus Ex
Machina. One of the things that did was interesting from story writing was the Supergirl Squad moment, which I kind of liked, but at the moment was kind of like, wait. Okay. Well, cool. And, if you're a fan... Or if you're I mean, I could see that being a good thing, but I can also being like see it being a little pandery, you know?
Yeah.
I go either way on
what
it.
What about the like the LGBTQ like help session thing? Like it's so subtle, I bet you don't even remember.
Oh, Captain beginning. America's
yeah
thing. Like,
did you feel like is that? I mean, we don't need to have a whole.
Did
podcast
we need to have it. Like more of that? Was that the complaint?
I just feel like the fact that you have to point out that there was too little or too much means that you're really not focusing on what's
I liked
the problem
how it
here.
Was normalized.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
like,
about.
It wasn't a big deal, and like Captain America, who let's be honest, is from the 40s. I mean, he's probably gonna struggle with this. Like,
and he's like chill.
He's like, yeah, that's what you do.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm having a problem with is that they attempted to normalize it, and then people were not happy with that. And I'm like, what? This is the whole point of like what we're fighting for here is normalization.
Yeah, to get on with it. Yeah. Just be who you are and not be persecuted or relegated for it. But I guess that's anyway, not white privilege. So
I thought it was kind of, yeah, I agree. I think they definitely, they put an end to almost everything. That was that like
they tied it up in a very neat
Avengers movie. Natasha getting gatted by the Soul Stone was kind of an interesting thing. I wasn't actually sure who was going to get killed there.
I wasn't sure either.
Yeah, and
right up until it happened, and even when it did happen, I was kind of like, nah, but really though,
like, yeah, it's like, and the whole, I don't know. So when it comes to yeah, I think you said it better at the first point. Like when it comes to bullshitty comic book revivals. I don't think that this is one of the bullshitty ones. It's not like something, bah, oh my God, they were still alive this whole time, or, oh, we just went to the alternate universe and pulled the other one back, kind of like quick type of like resolution.
It was very Chrono Trigger-esque. I was thinking it was going to happen, where it was like, we're going to go back in time and save them all from the moment where they disappeared, then let's come back. And I was like, okay, well, that's bullshit. This was a clever way of doing it in general. I still have some questions, obviously, like Loki. The fuck?
It's so they could make a TV show with him.
Really?
Well, they are making a TV show with him, and if you're...
Is it the Wacky Time Travel Adventures of Loki?
It actually
and
is supposed
his pal
to span
Steve Rogers?
A lot.
Okay.
But I don't know. I think those things are mutually
okay, that was
exclusive.
The other part. At the end, the Captain America time traveling and then deciding he's not going to tell anyone to just grow old seemed weirdly not Captain America-y to me.
I've heard that more than once from people I've talked to, and it's not just you. Or like a few other people have said that doesn't. Why would he just sit by and watch all that shit happen? Like,
and why wouldn't he like tell anyone?
Yeah, I don't know. You could have an entire. We could have an entire podcast and probably shit on time travel stuff, but
I think we did it once.
Okay, well, we'll do it again. We're in the fucking 170s, so we can do whatever we want. Nobody's listening. We can do what we want. But
fuck you! I won't do what you told me.
Fuck you, I'll talk about time travel a second time. But,
fourth at this point, whatever.
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 But yeah, I think there's two houses to stand in with the time travel. You either hate it because you don't get it, and you're trying to understand it, and they didn't write it so you could understand it. Or you kind of just don't care. Maybe not hate it.
I think that those are the worst two ways to split up the time travel camps. To be
no,
honest.
Those are the ways. You either don't like it or you don't care. Like... But you know, I don't think anybody
do
really
like
likes
it. And
why?
I do care.
You don't like it, though. You've expressed that three times already.
No. I don't like when it's used for certain reasons.
Like what?
Like the whoops, we went back in time and saved you things. I like movies like Time Bandits and Back to the Future and Doctor... I mean, I watched every episode of Doctor Who up to a certain point, right? Like, I'm mm-hmm. a fan of that. What I don't like is when you throw time travel in as a curveball to get around bad writing.
And that's what this movie did.
No, okay. This movie didn't do that.
Okay, that's what I thought you were saying.
No. I said that Kate's going to hate it, and I said that the time travel was...
I'm referring to the Captain America stuff, like him just
oh, that
sitting
part.
By and like...
No, okay, so that specifically was that it didn't... It was weird with his character. Like, Tony Stark sacrificing himself, knowing he's probably going to die, to end this conflict... was very Tony Starky, right? Like, that's what he does.
Mm-hmm. He almost did it in the first Avengers.
He does it a lot. Mm-hmm. He sacrifices himself because he doesn't give a shit about himself because he's self-destructive and all the blah, blah, blah. But Captain America is more about punching things and doing what's right, not, I'm going to nip off and live my life instead. Like, that just felt weird. But I didn't make a billion-dollar movie, so what do I know?
I almost, like, wonder if we were supposed to notice something about Captain America's character we didn't. Like
some more...
conclusion-y type thing where we're like, okay, Cap's... I mean, you can kind of see it. There's a really nice juxtaposition between the original Cap and in-game Cap. Yeah.
Cap fight?
Cap fight.
The Cap fight was a bit silly.
The whole thing where he's like, I could do this all day, and he's like, yeah, I know. Like, I thought that was the point where Cap's like,
yeah.
Okay, I'm getting, I get it. Like,
yeah, I did like that old Cap and young Cap. Mm-hmm. Well, relatively young Cap, right? Like, mm-hmm. that transition, the showing the difference in the characters. And I think I maybe need to go back and watch Infinity War, because I feel like he's a lot more done than I remember him being. You know, like, as I coming out of Infinity War, he's like, he's fucking done with it.
You should also maybe, like, before that, watch, not saying that, like, you haven't watched it, but Civil War, too. Like, because that one, after that, is, yeah. Like...
Well, the Civil War, Avengers, and Endgame, or Civil War,
Infinity War,
Endgame arc really shows him losing interest in being Captain America anymore. And I think that's something that's easy to forget with the year space in there.
And he's like not actually Captain America in Infinity War yet. Like, he doesn't get his shield back and like retain that persona.
He's done with it.
Yeah, until he knows he has to in order to save.
And he doesn't
everything.
Want to do it.
Yeah, it seems feels so that, like that.
I think that's a big part of it, honestly, is that characterization.
I think you hit it on
easy
the head
to forget
with the whole like
taking time off.
Yeah, with like the not watching the movies.
It's
in
really
the year
it's.
And
I mean, this
like
is
that.
Actually where I honestly doing a year hurt him a little bit. I think. For the average person like myself, I guess I'm average. I didn't go back and rewatch all the movies to catch up. You know, I'm like, oh,
it's hard to do.
Well, it's hard to remember that. Just at the beginning of the movie, which was before the 5-year jump, but at that time, that was like a few weeks.
He's like shaving
after,
his beard off from
right,
the first
right,
movie,
right? Because that was a few weeks ago. He was in London in hiding, not putting up with this shit until the horseman, whatever the dudes, Thanos' mm-hmm. goons show up. When he's like, I don't know if I want to do this. That was like, that's fresh in his mind when all this shit happens.
Yeah.
And then he's sitting on it for 5 years. Like, and not participating, by the way. Remember, the insinuation is that he spent 5 years not doing
trying to get people to do what Thanos wanted them to, which was grasp the world and make it their own again.
And not being Captain America.
Yeah.
Like, at all.
Yeah. And that's kind of, I think that that's what I'm saying. Like, that maybe they didn't do a good enough job kind of letting us know that Cap was done. And the 5-year jump is one of those things where it's really effective from a storytelling standpoint if you always remember that happened.
Which was hard to do because they didn't look that different.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think that's also where...
I mean, Nat was the only person that I really thought had changed after the 5 years.
Because her hair got longer.
Yeah, and maybe Ronan, or sorry, Clint Barton.
Yeah, because he went psycho.
Yeah, because he went psycho.
So, I agree. And that's also where sometimes having the two-part movie with a year in the middle is a little frustrating. Because honestly...
They shot it as one, I thought.
I mean, it was. They did shoot it as one. But I mean the presentation being a year apart.
No, honestly,
that was... I'd have to go back and think about it a little bit, but that was essentially a 6-hour opera.
Yeah, and like that's the point.
In a lot of ways.
They like they cut it into two, and then they're like, we're going to slow roll you like Game of Thrones style.
But the arcs of the characters and the arcs of the stories, like it didn't really end where they ended it. Because really, the end of that first movie arc should have probably been after they killed Thanos.
Yeah. Yeah.
And because that was the stop for the next one.
Yep.
Because it was sort of a... foregone conclusion, which is an old trick from like Lost and all those other those serial shows where you don't conclude the story until the beginning of the next episode, and then you conclude it and launch right into the beginning of the next story.
Mm-hmm.
That was Heroes did that, Lost did that, Battlestar Galactica did that.
I was gonna say like
a lot of people do that.
That's pretty common, yeah.
Heroes did it a lot, which is one of the reasons anyone who watched Heroes always binged Heroes. You can't not because they hold the conclusion
until
the next
episode,
and then they conclude it within the first 10. And then launch the next thing. And no one watches the first 10 minutes of the episode. You should say, if you want to watch Heroes and save your time, watch it on a 10-minute offset. So you don't, you start, you watch the first episode, and then you watch until 10 minutes in the second episode, then you stop. And then you start from the 10 minutes in, you go to 10 minutes in the next episode, and you stop. And then you'll have nice, convenient chapters.
Yeah.
Because they're just offset like that
mm-hmm.
to keep you engaged. So.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think I'd like to sit down and watch both of them in a row. And
we're getting like to actual podcast.
Okay. So. Well, I mean, we do that. Movie reviews, motherfucker.
We'll have to come back and like. Well, now next time I'll have seen it again. So next time we have a podcast,
maybe
we'll have
we
some
should
time
do
to
like
think
a
about
group
it.
One with the second review.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah,
maybe post moving party or something. Making going to our own separate places and not tell anyone. Keep
what?
It secret. Keep it.
What
safe.
Are you talking about? Keep what secret?
Exactly.
Okay. It's
you
inside me. Hide the sausage.
If you can't know,
I don't. Then I must forget. I must not forget anything. Because I don't know anything.
What?
Because I'm Jon Snow. I can't forget if I don't know.
Nice.
So I can't know anything.
Aunt fucker.
Because I'm Jon Snow.
I mean, spoilers.
Oh, God.
Spoilers for
Bye.
The end of last season, technically. Like, God bless, is great. We love you. Bye.